News time 8:43 here on the Ron Studd Show, 97.9 The Hill, and of course, like we do on every Tuesday morning about this time, we have a pet in the studio. It's time for Adopt a Pet here on the Hill, joined by Cooper Antiani from Orange County Animal Services. And before we get to this guy, because he is adorable, I love him. What's up, buddy? Before we get to him, we have been talking all morning about all the puppies that were taken as part of that. In 2019, as part of that criminal case. I know this week is the final week for the last little batch of puppies are going out. How has that been going, and how's the response you guys have gotten for that?
Oh, it's been really great. We've had a lot of applications put in, and we've had a lot of community support behind us while we're working with these dogs and getting them new homes.
Because I believe the story that we're playing, basically the lowest number of applications for the way you guys have been doing, you've been breaking up the puppies in a couple of week or whatever it's been, and the lowest number of applications was over 1,000 in 1 week. So that is quite impressive that you're getting that kind of a response.
Yeah, it's
for
been
this.
Because
really it was 80, ended up being 80-something in number of puppies, because you found 50 at the location, and then some of them turned out to be pregnant, turned out to be 80. So that is a lot of dogs to be picking up at one time. But, so enough of dogs. Now let's get to the cat here. Bandit! What's up, buddy? Describe Bandit to us for us, guys.
He's a young kitten, 8 months. He came in with a fractured femur, so we had to amputate his rear leg. So he's just this little solid gray sweet boy with three legs.
He's like, I'm so awesome, I only need three.
Four
is too much.
It is too much for him. He acts like he's never had four legs. He runs around, plays, jumps.
It's like, y'all need four, I can do it on three. So, picking up this guy. So, he's 8 months old. Obviously, we will, of course, have Bandit on chapelboro.com, and he'll also be in our newsletter coming up later on in the week, so that'll be good. So, just describe a little bit what Orange County Animal Services does for the animals in our community.
We provide temporary care for them when they come in as a stray or owner surrender or lots of different scenarios, and we make sure they're healthy, well taken care for, and we find them placement with a forever home or another rescue.
Okay. Any events you guys got coming up, any sort of adoption events other than obviously the puppy thing, because I feel like everybody knows about that by now?
Yeah, that's our biggest thing.
That's
right
the biggest
now.
Thing going right
we
now.
We also have a 2-for-1 cat special.
Okay.
So you can get this guy and another cat for the price of one.
And you'll have to worry about, let's see, that'd be 7 legs, because then you have one cat with 4 and one with 3. So
yeah.
Band to be like, I'm still
fewer
the best one. Yes. Fewer nails. Yeah, the bill is a little bit smaller. Anything that anybody can help you guys with right now? Anything that's going on? How can they help if they would like to? Anything?
I mean, we can always take donations. We're getting ready to go into kitten season soon, mm-hmm. So we are, we're not there quite yet. I think this is our youngest one.
Yeah, one just had babies yesterday.
Oh, so it's already started.
Oh, we've got kittens. So those
kitten
will,
food.
The kitten food would be a huge help, of course. And you can find them online, Orange County Animal Services. I would say the full website, but as they pointed out, it's quite long, and I'll probably mess it up, and that's not what we want. So just go to Orange County, orangecounty.gov, orangecountync.gov, and you can find the Animal Services site there. Of course, as we said, Bandit will be on our newsletter later on in the week. He'll also be on Chapelboro here within a couple hours, so we'll make sure we get a photo opportunity with him before he leaves, because it looks like he's already prepping in there for his photo. So we'll get that on the air for you. So Cooper, Tony, thank you guys for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
News time 8:47 on the Hill. Traffic and weather coming up.